Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Just want to welcome everyone for tuning in once again.
Woo!
And this it's Tuesday. You know what we got?
Woo!
We got Pastor Bird
Holy
in the house.
Oh,
boy.
Hallelujah.
Fire.
Praise the Lord.
Well, you know, when you hear all of that, you know that.
Are you ready to go?
Woo, let's go fishing.
Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go fishing?
And I will make you fishers of men.
Woo, Pastor Bird.
Let's go fishing.
Are you ready to go fish?
That was so good, I got to hear it twice. Yeah. He came all the way in from the west side. Came all the way in from the west side, that's right. You know, we got Pastor Bird Mahilona with us tonight. You know, it is Tuesday night, and on that Tuesday night is when we have Fishers of Men Ministries represented by Pastor James Bird Mahilona. So good to have you, Pastor. Thank you once again for coming in. You know, we are on 99.5 FM, The Word, Hawaii's Christian Talk Radio Station. This is Free Inside Ministry. And, you know, we just want to thank everyone for coming in. And we want to thank our other soundboard engineer here, Lynette. Sister Lynette, for coming in.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I couldn't understand why I was getting cracks. I thought I was... I thought the song was wrong. I thought the volume was too high. And Pastor Bird folded his hands, went in front of her. So I said,
"Hey, you know, we might have a new listener be like, who's that girl?
Forgive him.
Right?
Forgive him.
Forgive me, Lord." Anyway.
Praise the Lord.
And then also, the other person in the studio is Jesus, okay?
Yes.
So
Hallelujah.
Jesus is here with us. And we're going to share Jesus with you because he's the reason for the season.
Yes.
Ain't about the rapping, ain't about the ribbing,
right.
Ain't about the traffic. You know, it went from brotherly love to brotherly shove just last week.
Ouch.
You know, but it's all about the baby Jesus.
Baby
That comes with some responsibilities. We just want to let you know we've been getting some great mail, and our P.O. Box is P.O. Box 89253. Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. And for those of you that are listening that have access to Facebook, check out our Facebook page. It is in 45 languages, so I think you might be able to understand it. And it is available in 45 countries. And that's not about us. That's about God himself getting the word of the Lord out to the four corners
Praise
of the
Lord.
Earth. We're nobody, but you know what? We somebody, because God lives in us, through us, and
somebody
we follow him every day. Anyway, we want to thank you once again. You know, we're going to have a great message with Pastor Bird, but to get you right where we're at, because we're all excited already for
we're
Jesus.
We're pumped up for Jesus.
I know you guys are getting ready for bed, but if you're going to be with us, you're not going to go to bed till 1 o'clock. You're going to be lying down
Stand
in your bunk,
like
looking up.
Says.
But we're going to bring in some Kirk Franklin right now. We're going to start with Kirk Franklin, because you know what? Our God, he's an awesome God.
That's right.
Let's go, Jesus.
Let's dance.
Dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up, and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, tight. Check it out, y'all. I got here, go. Get up.
Yeah. Get up.
Get up. Get up.
Come on.
Woo!
Now the pressure, 'cause you can deliver us.
Get you up and excited, man. You better get a heart check and check to see if you have a pulse. You know, we want to make sure we thank Mark and Mary Benson over at Honolulu Ford. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And also Danny Asau and his team for making things happen over there. Just blessed to be part of having them be a part of this ministry.
Thank you for taking care of the people of Hawaii. Amen.
You know, and you know, this program would not be possible without them. We just want to give a big shout out to them. And shout out to all the men and women that are on the other side of the fence during this holiday season. Yes. And use this time to get yourself right. Use this time to get in a better place because,
God.
It's we have an eternal solution to your temporary situation. And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
You know, and that's all that's what we come to encourage you, not to discourage you. We come to lift you up, not to put you down. We come to give the answers to all the questions you have in your life.
Yes.
Because you're not going to find that answer in a bottle. You're not going to find that answer in a needle. You're not going to find that answer in a program. You're going to find that answer in Jesus Christ, the one who made you and created you in the likeness of his image. And he doesn't make any mistakes, my brothers and sisters.
That's right.
And the sooner you understand that, the sooner you can grasp that, the sooner you will be on the road to recovery. And I'm not talking recovery for just a week. I'm not talking about recovery just for a month. I'm talking about a lifetime change where you walk in the light of Jesus Christ himself.
New creation.
And you walk with the peace that surpasses all understanding, but the boldness of the Lord in all that challenges you in front of you, because there is no mountain bigger than our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless all of you. You know, when you get your phone time, I know you guys like to be your family. Anybody would want to be with their family, but don't put your trips on them.
Yes.
You know, just lift your kids up.
Encourage them.
Tell them, listen to their mother, listen to your grandma, or grandpa, whoever's watching them. Tell them, you okay? Don't worry about you.
Love.
And just love on them and pray for them, pray for them, pray for them, pray for them.
Yes.
The one thing you can do for all your loved ones is pray for them.
Pray the blood of Jesus
over your family. Pray the blood of Jesus over that house. Pray the blood of Jesus
that
protects them, Father God. You know, we just come in agreement. We stand next
stand
to you.
With
we
you.
Stand side
yes.
by you. We
We're
stand in the gap
arms.
With you. We're locking up. We're going to just hook up with you right now, Parakaleo, and we're going to stand there with you.
Yes,
so.
Lord.
We're just blessed because Pastor Bird has a beautiful, beautiful message tonight about how we're going to move into 2015. Because, guys, 2014 is wrapping up. You know, you got to realize that in less than 2 weeks, this year is gone, and it's a new year coming up.
New year coming.
So Pastor Bird's going to help us get to that point where we'll be able to embrace that and have positive change in 2015.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Bulla. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all brothers.
Yes. Mele Kaliki Maka.
Merry Christmas. May the Lord bless each and every one of you, especially your children. You know, there's a lot of miracles that's happening, Pastor Bulla.
Hallelujah.
You know, inside the prison. You know, it's not because of us. It's because
of
the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost and the gospel that has been preached through the prison and bringing revelation.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, talking about that, our topic tonight is ultimate power.
Yes, Lord.
Who wants spiritual power?
Mm.
The way we're going to get the spiritual power is through the Word of God. There's a conversion
mm-hmm.
that refers to people to respond mm-hmm. to yes. the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's creation of a new nature in the one who believes.
Yes.
Only the one. There's one. There got to be more than one guy yes. that believes out there.
That's right.
That believes in the gospel, and the conversion requires your commitment to the gospel tonight that's going to be
Amen.
Preached. It's going to take total concentration and submission. You got to invest even your emotions and your love and your will into God's will.
Amen.
This is how people respond to the message of the gospel when they understand the nature of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you understand the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ and yes. all that he has done
and
in his with his disciples, mm-hmm. you can be that disciples if you understand the gospel that we're going to be preaching on tonight, my brothers Hallelujah. And sisters. The results of the conversion that not only changes your mind, but it will change your life. It will change your circumstances.
Yes.
In fact, some of you might have life, but you might be paroled out because of
hallelujah.
Your change.
That's right.
We
hallelujah.
Talked about this earlier. There's a change coming.
That's right.
You listen, my brothers and sisters. 2014, you cannot bring the junk and rubbish and your unbelief, what you heard, into the next generation
That's
or
right.
to the next year in 2015.
Amen. Start
this is
fresh.
The time to clean house.
Oh, yes.
We need to get rid of some junk.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You cannot bring your past into your future.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You cannot bring your rubbish from 14
Ooh,
to 15.
That's right.
We got to get rid. And tonight's message That's is going right. to be powerful because it's going to just bring the deliverance and shackles and change. And spiritual warfare.
Hallelujah.
And everything that exalts itself, bring it down in the name of Jesus. Because
of Jesus.
When we lift up the gospel of Jesus Christ, of the gospel that God is going to be preaching tonight, today the obedience of your hearts is going to form the doctrine in your life.
Amen.
Yes.
Your obedience of your heart, what you're going to hear tonight, will bring you into the spiritual power that God has promised us. Listen, my brothers and sisters. The key is that you yield yourself and your will over to God, your whole heart, wholeheartedly,
Obedience.
And obey, and it would farm you to victory.
Hallelujah.
There is victory when the transformation comes. There is victory in your walk in
Ultimate
Jesus Christ.
Power.
But Satan, he doesn't want you to get to that victory.
That's right.
He doesn't want you to get the wisdom and knowledge.
That's right.
If you're sitting by somebody, look at your neighbor and tell them, your ignorance has affected you.
Your ignorance has affected
your
you.
Your ignorance has affected
your
you.
Your ignorance has affected you.
We need to understand the gospel that's going to be preached tonight, that you yield your will over to God as a Christian. The key for spiritual power and victory is in God's word.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 17. I'm going to have... Sister Lynn's going to read this for us, my brothers and sisters.
All right.
Oh, the NIV, you got the NIV.
I got the NIV.
Okay, awesome.
And this is, the title is, in my NIV is Slaves to Righteousness, and it's Romans 6:17, and it says, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that is now claimed your allegiance."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what God is saying, my brothers and sisters? He said, "Big thanks to God that you serve in wholeheartedly in obedience."
Amen.
The form of what you just heard is the teaching that God's word tonight, he's entrusting you what we're preaching tonight, Pastor
Amen.
Bula.
Hallelujah.
God is in the gospel. God is in his word. He's entrusting us as believers
That's right.
to trust in him. And if we're not trusting in him, what are we doing? What will you become to those who do not obey the gospel?
Hallelujah.
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I like this one. And in my NIV, it says, living for God, suffering for being a Christian. And in 1 Peter 4, 7, it says, "For it is time for judgment to begin with God's household. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?"
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is cleaning house, my brothers and sisters. The word is saying to us tonight that if we believe as believers and do not obey, come on, we're not talking about the non-believers. Right.
He's talking about everyone that is saved.
We're talking about the people in the house, the house
of God. The kingdom
of God.
Hallelujah.
Got a clean house. What will become if we preaching the word tonight to That's you right. believers? We're talking to the believers. We're talking to the believers before you get into 2015. Mm. We want to take out some stuff that shouldn't be there. We got to get rid of some stuff from your past that shouldn't be there by now. Hallelujah. We got to bind these things in the name of Jesus so you can enter in 2015. Listen, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming soon.
That's right.
Game over. Satan, you lose. Tonight we're going to preach the word, and my brothers and sisters, you choose death or life tonight.
Death or life.
Some of you are supposed to be teachers. I still got to teach you.
That's right. Hallelujah.
You're supposed to be a teacher. You're supposed to be preaching. You're still sitting down listening to the radio?
That's right.
You're supposed to be on this radio station and preaching the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're supposed to be out there at the outreach and in the churches professing Jesus Christ.
Sharing the word.
You know the gospel. You have no excuses to be there and sitting down and laying down on the couch and listening to the good word, my brothers and sisters. I'm just bringing conviction. God cleaning house tonight.
That's right.
God cleaning house. You got to get out there and win some souls. You know, people out there are hurting. Some of you are not giving. Some of you are not tithing to your church. You only give in dollar. Oh, my grandmother gave dollar. My mother gave dollar. And I give dollar. That's why we're on welfare.
That's right.
We're still on welfare. Because we're stealing from God. We're not giving God. We're not trusting God and the gospel that God has been preaching. God's cleaning house tonight, my brothers and sisters. God is entrusting us what we preach here tonight to obey wholeheartedly. God's will clean us to make us to obey the gospel of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, was Solomon wrong in his sacrifice? Turn to 1 Samuel 13. Chapter 13 talks about Samuel. And Samuel, Saul's supposed to be waiting for Samuel. But before Samuel arrived to see the sacrifice before the war, before they went into war, there was a sacrifice that's supposed to be given. Samuel, when he came, he seen Saul, and Saul already, he was already preparing a sacrifice before Solomon got there.
Hallelujah.
Samuel got there. So Saul basically disobeyed the commandments from Solomon, Samuel. Saul just finished the sacrifice. Samuel came over. He said, he arrived and said to Saul, "What have you done? Your foolish deeds. You're supposed to wait for the commandments and keep the commandment that God has told you to the prophet." Some of us, we're not keeping that commandments. We're not waiting. We're trying to do things without God. We need God in our lives.
Hallelujah.
You can see that in 1 Samuel 13:13. We got to keep the commandments. We cannot be foolish enough to doing things on our own. There's a disobedience in our life that we need to be obedient to God before we get into 2013. Now listen, my brothers and sisters, because Saul had disobeyed direct commandments from the prophet Samuel, you can see this in 1 Samuel 10, verse 8. Samuel said, "I will surely come in 7 days. The offering must wait." My brothers and sisters, you know, some of us, we get impatient. God is teaching us patience. Even in traffic, best of all. Even in traffic.
You mean tonight?
coming over here and coming to Waikiki, it's kind of chaotic out there because of the Christmas. Yes.
Christmas rush.
The Christmas rush.
And going home to the west side, too.
Yes. Oh, getting back to the
west
side. The
lovely west side.
No, there's a lot of stuff that God is teaching us, patient and being nice.
Yes, he is.
You know, everything that we're doing, even in the shopping centers, there's so much chaos going on out there.
Chaos.
But we got to be patient. God taught Saul patience through Samuel. And he told Samuel told him, "You're supposed to wait for the blessings before we get into the war." He made his own sacrifice. Samuel said that, "I will surely come." He never listened to the burnt offering. He never waited, so he made it his own. You know what? Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, you're not qualified to make that offering. Mm-hmm. You're not ready yet. You're supposed to wait on the Lord. You're moving and you're doing your own sacrifices. You're doing your own will. You're not doing the will of the Father. We got to understand, my brothers and sisters, we got to do what God is telling us to do. Some of us, we're not qualified to make that offering. Samuel said, you have to wait in that 7 days. The 7 days is the number of what? Completion.
Yes, yes, yes.
The number of completion. So when he wasn't waiting because of his disobedient, you know, Pastor Bolo, Saul was supposed to be on king.
Hallelujah.
Because of his disobedience towards the prophet of God, the man of God.
Yep.
He lost his anointing.
He lost his position. Mm-hmm. We lose our position because we're not waiting on the Lord. My brothers and sisters, before we get into 2050, we need to obey what God is saying. We got to make that sacrifice.
Amen.
Are you making the right sacrifice? Are you giving? There's a lot of sacrifices. Your addictions is one of them.
Mm.
Are you still taking that to 2050?
Oh.
Your addiction? Mm. Your bad habits?
Jehovah Rapha, heal us.
You still swearing? We got to stop, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We gotta stop all that bad habits before we get the addictions. Gotta stop in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
And the
Lord.
Gospel that is preached tonight, either you're gonna believe it or you're gonna receive it. You gotta receive,
gotta
my
receive.
Brothers. It's not to put you down. It's to get you ready to clean house, to get the church ready for 2015. You know what? If we're reading the word correctly, God said in the end times, I will pour out my spirit upon your sons and your daughters. If we're reading that correctly, that when the end times, what we're seeing, surely God's going to pour it down. Are you in position?
Amen.
Are you obedient to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes, Lord.
We need to be ready, my brothers and sisters. We need to get ready because every situation, it's there to help God's desire for us to be obedient to his desires. Much patience is often needed to fulfill God's word in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
We're going to get the power of the Holy Spirit when we obey God's voice.
Hallelujah.
There is negative consequences that when we make choices our way instead of God's way. Turn with me to John chapter 8, verse 32. John 38.
Amen.
Amen. Lynn, you want to read that for us, Lynn?
Bula, why don't you do the Jesus book?
Amen.
Is that John 8?
John 8, 32, Pastor.
In the New King James Version, it says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And in the Jesus book, it says, "You guys gonna know the true stuff, and then you guys no need be slave guys no more."
Amen.
Amen.
Freedom.
Hallelujah. Amen, my brothers and sisters.
Freedom.
Look at
free
look
inside.
At, free inside ministry is what this thing is all
That's
about.
That's what it's all about.
It's this station was built by God Himself by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
was sponsored
he did.
By God. Everything was done before. There's a prophecy of God's revelation on this radio station. And it's preaching the good news of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Who the Son sets free.
God who set you free.
Yes.
Verse 31 says, "Then said Jesus unto those Jews which believe on him, If ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." So when you keep on reading, the word will cleanse you.
Oh, yes.
The power of the Holy Spirit will
the
come
ultimate
upon
power.
You. Exactly. You cannot get it without the gospel. It is the gospel that preach that the gospel will form
Hear
you into the,
word.
The doctrine of what we're reading. Then you would receive the power because the
And
the,
then live the word.
Live the word in obedience.
Amen.
In obedience. You can know the word, but you're not living the word
Amen.
In obedience to what God is saying. We have to believe the gospel and what God is saying to help us get into 2015. We gotta get rid of some luggage. We gotta get rid of some rubbish so we can be used by God with the ultimate Holy Ghost power
Hallelujah.
And the Spirit of Jesus
the
Christ.
Refreshing
that when
spirit.
You walk into your family, there's going to be bondage.
Yes.
There's going to be some shaking going on.
Yes,
when you go into your house, when you go into your job,
yes.
there's going to be some power when you walk
yes,
into
hallelujah.
That place. Your situation is not going to change you. You're going to change the situation.
You see,
when you know the gospel, when you're forming
That's
to the
right.
word of God, when you walk into places and situation or in
That's
problems,
right.
in people's problems,
hallelujah.
The devil know you know the word.
That's right.
That's right.
And
you know the word. We just went to a hospital. We prayed for Lady, four-stage cancer. There's a dead angel all over her. She was black. Her skin was black. Her eyes was black. We prayed in the name of Jesus.
In the name
we
of Jesus.
We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. The spirit left, and she turned. Her color came back. She came back brown. Her eyes came back white.
Breakthrough.
And then she started remembering. She said, hey, Lucy, now I remember. Remembrance came back when deliverance came, Pastor Bula. When she was done, when the Holy Spirit was done, and knowing the power that you have, my brothers and sisters, when you walk into a hospital, the devil knows the word.
That's right.
My brothers and sisters, she called me today.
That's right.
She's at home. She came home.
Hallelujah.
She's at home with
praise
her family.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
She's home with her children.
Praise the Lord.
God is so good. God is so awesome.
You know, that's the one, Pastor Bird, where you said, how come get the wind blowing?
Yes, Pastor.
She's in a hospital room. There's no fan. The windows are closed. We're in a very, very sanitized area.
Yes.
It's germ-free. You can't have open windows. It's the hospital.
Yeah.
This is ICU. She's ready for market. She's in stage four. There's no wind blowing. But what is blowing is the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
What is blowing is the breath of God over her.
Yes.
What is blowing is the Holy Spirit to heal her.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You see, when the natural is reached its end, the supernatural will step in.
It's the supernatural.
You see, sometimes we have to get to the end of your resources to know who your source is. And your source is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Some of you trying to do this on your own, it ain't going to happen.
That's right.
Some of you think you got it, you ain't got nothing.
Let go and let God.
Some of you think you get them, you get them. You got nothing.
That's right.
And you say, when I get my life right, I'll have Jesus come in my life. And Jesus kind of chuckles up in heaven and says, your life will not be right till
That's
I get
right.
into your life. What
That's
are you waiting
right.
for? You know, someone
said, catch 22.
It's a catch 22. And then all of a sudden, 5 years later, we go, oh, what I waited for so long for? You should have asked you 5 years ago.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father is just waiting for each and every one of us to reach out. You see, it's just like the love of a father.
Yes.
You know your kids hurt him, but you want them to make the first move. They got to call out to you because you know you can make it better, but they got to want it.
Abba,
you know,
Father.
Because otherwise, silver spoon mentality. If all you get is skate them down the street, easy kind.
Wants you
you
got to
get some strawberries on your
That's
knees
right.
and start crying. And then you go, oh, Amen. I get owies over here. Oh, Dad, help me out, man.
Lord,
Dad, how
help me.
And he's going to say, come here, my boy. Come here, my daughter. About time you call me. Huh? How you been? That's good.
Ultimate power.
And then he's going to show you how to ride that skateboard so no more cockles anymore. You're going to make it through
Hallelujah.
Life. Now, you might get a couple bumps in a row, but not to fall heads over heels and crack
That's
your head
right.
open. You know, because your burden's still going to be there, but not going to be like busting your legs. You'll be able to go down the hill a little bit better than last time.
Yes.
But you see, that's the joy of the Lord that fills each and every one of us. The joy of the Lord is peace that surpasses
all
understanding. And that's what we bring every night when we come here with Free Inside Ministry.
Yes, Lord.
It's the joy of the Lord.
Praise God.
How can you go through life without Jesus? It's impossible. I tried it.
Totally
we all tried it.
Impossible. Don't do it.
You know, cannot.
Choose him.
Don't do it.
How can we handle traffic
don't
without
do it
Jesus?
Alone.
You cannot.
Don't do
lady,
it again.
I had a lady blow a horn at me today. She needs Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, if you're tired of getting messed up, come get blessed up with us every night, 9:30, 99.5.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.